If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Philippians chapter 4. I know I say this every week, but this is really my favorite passage. Probably a passage that I've preached on and looked to more often than any other passage in God's Word, because it's so relevant to me as I've wrestled with issues relating to this. We were focused on this before Easter. I switched after the COVID pandemic hit. We switched to a study based on Max Lucado's book, Anxious for Nothing, Finding Calm in a Chaotic and Crazy World. I have two extra copies of this if anybody wants them, or roughly 50% off. You can have one and read it if you haven't already. I highly recommend it. Tremendous book. But it focuses on this passage in Philippians chapter 4. Philippians chapter 4 focuses on the strength of new life. And actually today we are finishing up that series that I started back before Easter on being anxious for nothing, and we're combining that with the climactic conclusion of our current sermon series, which has been on new life in Christ. So as we blend these together, summarize, review, and pull it together, I want to look again at Philippians chapter 4. Listen as I read it with you today. Therefore, my brothers, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, this is how you should stand firm in the Lord. Dear friends, I plead with you, Odia, and I plead with Syntyche to agree with each other in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, loyal yoke fellow, help these women who have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to be in plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Lord, give me strength. Lord, give me strength. Do you remember when the last time was that you said that? Either to yourself or to somebody, can be in response to from anything from getting the family ready and off to church on time, or even to watch services online or on YouTube, to just getting yourself out of bed for a new day. Lord, give me strength. Anything from starting a new school year, whether it be online or in person, teachers, parents, students, to adapting to the latest COVID-19 related headlines of so many new cases or even deaths, Lord, give me strength. Can be from anything from getting through the latest family crisis, health, finance, relationship, loss, to surviving this season's 2020 political craziness. Anything from tackling life's greatest challenges to making the next little decision. Lord, give me strength. Today, I want to think about the strength of the new life in Christ. It's the consequence of faith in life in Christ. Strength within ourselves as well as without. Strength for today as well as tomorrow. The basic question for each one of us this morning is, do we really believe the Lord God Almighty is greater than anything or anyone that you and I may face today? God is great. God is good. We can be thankful. I can do it, Paul says. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. In fact, let's say that out loud together. Verse 14, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. One more time. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Do you believe that?
Yeah.
It's very similar to Lorraine Beaver's life verse from Mark chapter 10, verse 27. With God, all things are possible. All the things that she faced through faith, remembering God's promise and the possibilities of what God has done and can do. I can do all things through Christ. Gives us a great sense of satisfaction for things that we've accomplished. Perhaps you've lost the weight that you gained during the last 5 months during COVID quarantine. Perhaps a sense of accomplishment. Or having a knee replacement and now being able to walk down the hall. Confidence of a job well done. As I was writing this in my sermon notes yesterday, Dave Cavanaugh and Gary Deal were finishing up mowing the lawn, trimming, weed whacking, grass blowing. And I thought, boy, after all that hard work on behalf of our congregation, thank you guys. Sense of satisfaction. Job well done. Not too long ago, I finished a jigsaw puzzle. Perhaps you've been doing them. 1,000 pieces. I thought I'd never get it done. I thought for sure that there were several pieces missing. Right? But I got it done, and I had every piece that time. Anyway, the strength of new life in Christ. As we wrap up this series of sermons on new life in Christ, we've talked about the start of the new life, being born again by the Spirit of God. We've talked about the seed of new life. New life conceived in our hearts by the Holy Spirit planted in us. The song of new life, a song of deliverance and victory by the power of God. The signs of new life, the assurances of faith and salvation in our hearts. This morning, I want to look at this passage and draw 7 keys from Paul's writing in Philippians chapter 4 for strength. Strength from the new life in Christ. Strength for every day. Strength, for example, in verse 4, strength to live joyfully every day. Paul writes, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. In fact, joy is the overall theme woven through this whole little book. Remarkable, since the Apostle Paul is writing this from a Roman prison, not from some Caribbean beach on vacation. Here he is, 16 times in these four chapters of Philippians. Joy and rejoicing. Again, I say rejoice. Do you find it strange that joy is commanded? You may say, yeah, but I don't feel joyful today. Yet, joy is not only suggested, but it's commanded. It's in the imperative mood. By the way, you know, I never really learned a whole lot about grammar, English grammar, until I took Greek and Hebrew. That's when I found out, oh, different indicative mood, imperative, a command, an imperative. Be joyful. Really? Usually we think of joy as a consequence of circumstances, but here he's saying, be joyful in the Lord always, at all times. Boy, that can be tough. No matter what, you can know that God loves you and will never leave you nor forsake you as he's promised. That God is greater than any problem you will face today or tomorrow. That God is sovereign. In other words, God is in charge. He changes not. And he is in control. You can trust him no matter what the chaos of your circumstances, no matter what the craziness in our news. God is large and in charge. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the joy of the Lord is yours and my strength. Strength to be joyful every day. Secondly, new life in Christ gives us strength to live gracefully. Verse 5, let your gentleness be evident to all. Let your gentleness or forbearance, pig-heartedness, magnanimity, as one commentator put it, be evident to all as we forbear with one another and are gentle, as we're kind, forgiving, and patient. Whew, that's a tough order. That's a tall order. That's a tough call sometimes. Well, I don't feel like it. Again, command, let your gentleness be evident to all. In fact, the context of this command back in Paul's day was a conflict between two women in the Philippian church, Euodia and Syntyche. They were at odds. And Paul urges all of the church to help them find reconciliation, to come to terms for unity and harmony in the family can be done through God's grace, gracefully. Friday, this past Friday, the nation was grieved to get the news of the passing of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, and over in the observations remembering her and her life, remembering and observing the deep friendship that she had with Anthony Scalia, another Supreme Court justice, and as people were talking, said this is a powerful example of grace despite profound political and ideological differences. They couldn't have been closer with their ideas and thoughts politically, and yet they were good friends. And friends, Christians need to provide an even stronger witness for unity and grace, for fellowship and friendship in the body of Christ, because there's so much more that unites us. Christians must stand as witnesses to grace. The nation that's so bitterly polarized and divided today. Lord, give me strength to be graceful. Our joy, our peace, our witness to the watching world depends on graceful strength. A third key to new life in Christ bringing strength is to live prayerfully. Prayerfully. Don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, make your requests known to God. Verse 6. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear, all because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. A friend of mine used to always say to me, Alan, because I'd often be worrying, he'd say, Alan, why pray when you can worry about it, right? I'm like, right, I knew that. Is there anything too big for God to handle? Is there anything too small to bother God with? No. No. Cast all of your cares on the Lord because He cares for you. Pray without ceasing. Pray in the good times during peace and calm. Pray before trouble starts. Pray when trouble comes. Pray as trouble persists and seems unrelenting. Pray when trouble is past. With praise and thanksgiving, that brings us to our fourth key. Living in new life in Christ gives us strength to live thankfully. Thankfully. Don't be anxious about anything. Pray about everything with thanksgiving. Present your request to God. We tend to be grumbling and complaining. Really? The alarm clock is going off already? It must be 4 o'clock in the morning. Oh no. Grumbling and complaining. Just like the people of God in the Old Testament through the wilderness for 40 years. It's too cold. It's too hot. It's too rainy. It's too bright. Glad I remembered my sunglasses. At least I tend to be grumpy, not grateful. How about you? Thanksgiving is not just one day or one season during the year in November. New life in Christ awakens an attitude of gratitude in our hearts. Always, in everything, thankful. Can you be thankful for each and every circumstance? Whether in plenty or in need, whether abounding or abased, whether in poverty or prosperity. As Paul writes in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, be joyful always, rejoice in the Lord always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in your life. Lord, give me strength to be thankful today, especially when I'm not feeling it. A fifth key to new life in Christ is strength to live peacefully. Verse 7, the promise, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. What a promise that is. What a great promise, especially when you're stressed out, anxious, worried, in an age ridden with anxiety, anger. On the news we see every night, no justice, no peace. And I say to you, if you know Jesus, you will know peace. Without Jesus, no peace, right? For He is the Prince of Peace, justice, and truth. And if He comes into your life, you have the possibility of growing in that peace that passes all understanding. A deep, abiding peace in His presence. Peace with God. Peace with one another. Deeply, peace within yourself. Paul says, the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus, guarding just as He is being guarded, secure, kept there in that prison at that time. He says, the peace of God will guard your heart and your mind. Think of it, not only your feelings and emotions of your heart, but also of your thoughts, of your thinking. Here's the trick. If you know the truth of what Paul is saying, you can grow, you can continue to move towards an experience of new life in Christ, the strength to live peacefully, is allow you, as you learn to allow your thoughts to stop racing, especially in the middle of the night. Sometimes when your heart and your emotions and your feelings don't get it, allow God to take every thought captive and surround your heart, your feelings, with this peace. Lord, give me strength to live peacefully within and without, with self and with others. Strength to live peacefully. Another key to new life in Christ, living and finding strength, is to live thoughtfully. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, excellent, or praiseworthy, think about such things. Verse 8. Again, another command. The strength of a disciplined mind. We live in such an undisciplined age where people's thoughts are scattered, people's attentions are short-lived. Don't let your mind wander. I deliberately put this point later in the service, in the sermon. Don't let your thoughts get carried away with distractions. Take every thought captive. Don't let your mind wander. True Christian meditation, in contrast to Eastern mystical meditation, I remember back in the 60s, I first heard about transcendental meditation coming over from the East, India, Hindu, and so forth, filling your mind with nothing. The idea that if you can just repeat this secret mantra, Om, or whatever it is, you can push out all the conflicting thoughts of chaos. Christian meditation is totally different from that. It involves meditating on the truths of God's Word, filling your mind with substance and significance, filling your thoughts with the Word of God. Meditate on it day and night. Memorize it to follow along. And then a thought or a song will pop into your mind when you need it most. God's precious promises, the praises of the Scriptures and the Psalms. Lord, give me strength to live thoughtfully. One last key to the strength of new life in your life is the strength to live with satisfaction. Verses 11 and 12, Paul writes, I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation. Again, remarkably counterculturally, in this age of discontentment, people are so dissatisfied, discontent with who they are, with who they're with where they live, what they do, complaining. Times like these, where people vainly pursue happiness and pleasure to fill their lives with superficial pastimes. Christian contentment, in need or in plenty, well-fed or hungry, in prosperity or in want, in contrast to the world. Paul says, I've learned the secret of being content, the secret of satisfaction in a generation where the anthem of the age is Mick Jagger's, I can't get no satisfaction. you're too young to remember that. But, anyhow, disappointment, disenchantment, striving for something, anything to fill and fulfill the desires, the emptiness in our heart. Only Jesus can fill that hole in your heart. We need Jesus. And we have Jesus if we believe in Him. Our all in all, He is all we need. Jesus fulfills all our hopes, dreams, longings, desires. Only trust Him. Only trust Him. Only trust Him now. Strength for new life in Christ. You can do it. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Carry that word in your heart. I can't. Yes, you can. According to God, according to God's word, through Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit, according to God's will, you can. Not in our own strength, confiding, but in God's power, providing. You can have strength today. Strength through a relationship with Jesus Christ. Is Jesus abiding in your hearts? Are you drawing on that source of strength? If so, you can say with Paul, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for the truth of your word that moves us to trust you. The truth of your word that sets us free. The truth of your word that grounds our thoughts and our feelings. The truth of your word that moves us to praise and thanksgiving. The truth of your word that gives us peace and joy in our hearts. Oh Lord, we pray that we might say along with the apostle, that we have learned the secret of being content, that we have learned to trust you. Fill our hearts to overflowing with this peace that passes all understanding, that we might be guarded, heart and mind, with this truth. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.